Welcome back, everybody. We are partway through today's episode of Swan Song Stories. We got a couple more action sequences to go, starting with an explosion. So we cut back in right the same place we were before, right? So we ended on the side of the building with, you know, smoke pouring out of it and stuff, and that's where we come back in after the fade. So we see that for a second to kind of remind everybody, like, this is a thing that just happened. And then we cut back into the lobby where everybody, at least like Mario, is looking up. And PK is like on the ready. So what do you do? What's everybody gonna do?
I think as the building like stabilized after being shook, I kind of scoop up my gun, check it real quick as well, and I say, Mr. Fugaz, you got the message out, yes? Kind of points at him.
Yes, message is out.
Okay,
to everyone.
Thank you. We can interpret then that this is not Fotenhauer, this is them reaching us first. We have obviously, I don't know, but we need to hold out for at least probably an hour tops. So we're going to need to deal with what just came up there. I recommend a different mode of strategy. They expect us to hide. They expect us to cower. I say we form up, storm up there, and eliminate, blunt the offensive before it gets going.
While they're talking, I clutch the X-ray in my hand, and I kind of like peek at it to see if it's developed.
Okay. We see, like a medical X-ray. You took it from a far enough shot that you could get like most of her body in it. You don't see any, it looks like she's had some kind of like, surgery or replacement, like for one, like one of her arms, like one of the bones was broken and it has like a metal like section in it, but, it doesn't look like she has anything else in her. The X-ray is all just right through. So you don't see any sign of a tracking device or anything like that.
Okay, that's either great or really bad. So keep totally. It in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Ninja magic. Okay, so where's everybody going to go? What are you going to do?
I just say, like, look, I'll take point. Let's form up. PK, you're going to take rear, and we're going to go up and investigate what that is. But we can assume it was a breach of the building for point of entry. I think they're not expecting us to come at them. And that's going to be our advantage. That's how we're going to do this. And then I just start going, like, a, you know, assuming.
Do you want us to come with, or should someone watch the front door?
No. Like I just said, all of us together, we're going to go.
Okay, great.
Cool. All right, so you head out into the stairs, and we cut over to all of you on the floor where the, because you're heading up to investigate what it was that just hit the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you get up there, and there's like a wind blowing through the building here, like kicking up dust and like one of the walls that was damaged. You head down the hallway to that damaged outer room, and I think that we see in the debris of the room, maybe like 10 feet down, so it's sort of part of the floor below, kind of like sticking out. There's a big matte black like coffin sized. Like projectile, basically. It doesn't seem damaged. Like it's got maybe some scratches on the surface. Like the paint is a little scratched, but it's this big carbon fiber like block, and it's just like hit the side of the building, blew the wall out, and is like jammed into the floor below.
We don't recognize it. You're just describing it as like.
Yeah. So you see that, you can see the edge of what looks like a marking of some kind. And it has like a light blinking, but it's twisted sideways, so you can't really see what it's written on it.
Coffin shaped though, and it doesn't seem to have like a. It doesn't look like the ordnance. It doesn't look like a transport per se. Like a.
It's like human sized, maybe a little bigger, like I said, like coffin sized. It's got a little blinky light on the side of it. It could be an explosive, like an unexploded ordnance. Hard to say. You could make You make a tech medical.
I think before
post tech roll, if somebody wants to try to scope it out from here.
Yeah, I'd look at the group and say, does anyone recognize what that is?
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. So we could get help, right? So, who would be the best to determine that, would we say?
I have a zero on post tech.
I have minus one.
Okay, so I think, I guess, Adam, if you're okay, we would try to assist in determining what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my assist, 2d6 minus 1. What?
Okay.
What?
What am I doing wrong here? 2-6.
What are you doing wrong?
It says unrecognized command.
Slash roll 2d6 minus one.
There it is. I absolutely do not help.
Okay. No, yeah, you don't recognize it. I mean, it looks, it's, there isn't enough on it to tell what it is from a distance.
Okay. Then I will roll.
Okay.
8.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, from here, you can tell, so I can rule out it's not a weapon. Like, it's not designed, it doesn't look like it's designed to, it has no, like, penetrative capabilities. It's not shaped like a missile. Like, you've seen ordnance before, and this is not that.
Okay. No Fotenhauer markings on it, no,
If there are, like, there are markings on it, but it's turned sideways, so you can't see them. It's landed on top of the markings.
I'm like, all right, listen, fan out, give me a little bit of cover. I guess we're going to go off of Fugazi's opinion here. It's probably not ordnance, but we do need to figure out what that is. So I'm going to go in for a closer look. Just cover me if something's to come out of it. And I look at PK and I'm like, that doesn't mean kill it. It just means cover me. Like, if it does try to kill me, then kill it. Okay?
Okay. She just makes eye contact with you and, like, strokes her gun. She's like, I haven't gotten to use this in a long time.
He's like, that's as good as any answer I suppose I could get. And then he just kind of makes his way over to it.
Okay. Let's get an athletics check for you. Because you got to climb down the, like, broken part of the wall and, like, get out to the edge.
Joke's on you, Adam, because that's one of the only rolls I can actually do here, bud.
Ah! Oh, okay. My God, dude.
Why, dice? Why? Every time.
It was at this point in time in which Mr. Sakarian thought, you know what, maybe I am as limber and dexterous as a chimpanzee, and perhaps instead of using
to do this,
I'll use my arms instead.
Does anyone else get double ones as much as fucking me and Mr. Sakarian? Like,
it's the Prince of Persia moment where you, like, climb out on the edge and then leap for the coffin, but you miss and fall. And then we just hear Mr. Sakarian say, like, no, that's not how it happened. Rewind. So yeah, so you're, like, you're climbing out there, and I think when you drop down to the level that it's on, the floor that it's, like, jammed into and where you land collapses and falls another level. And you, like, land in a bunch of debris, and you're kind of on top of the coffin thing, and you'll probably take a little damage from the fall, but the thing itself, okay, so you take 2 damage,
sure.
And the coffin gets, like, pretty banged up in the fall, so you land on it, and everybody sees you kind of, like, go down in this, like, crash.
Okay, I think there's, like, there's that crash sound, and there's, like, 3 seconds of just that pregnant pause, and then over comms, I go, I'm fine. It's just really not been my day, but just moving a little bit closer. I'm still going to try to identify this thing.
Okay.
As PK is still stroking her gun, I ask her if she needs any help with it. No, it's a bit big for you.
She looks over at you, and she's like, I like it big. And, like, looks pointedly at your crotch.
Well, I got some experience there. You sure you don't need some help?
She's like, maybe after the mission. Some of us are professionals. And she, like, scours at Maru. So what are you, Sakarian, what are you doing down below?
Yeah, I think it just shows me, like, it wasn't a graceful fall. I'm, like, fucking... Yeah. A little bit twisted, like, I calmed immediately, but I'm actually, like, very obviously, you know, hurt. So I just kind of pick myself up, brush the rubble off, and then I just go over to the coffin, and I'm just palming it, looking around for some indication as to what it is, some kind of sign, some kind of any kind of outward activation, one thing or another. Just what is it?
Okay, yeah. So it's twisted in the fall. And you can now see when you, like, brush the dust off, it has spray painted on the top. There's actually a like the blinking light is a button, and on the top there's a familiar looking symbol. So inside the Fotenhauer Society, there are a bunch of different branches and they all have their own regalia. This one is a bird, like an eagle with its wings spread and its talons are clutching like a letter, like a little like envelope looking thing. And it's the symbol of the internal Fotenhauer like mail systems, like how you get packages from one unit to another, like the cargo system.
Okay.
And it looks
like I recognize this, right?
Yeah, and it looks like it was spray painted on there really hastily. Like you can still see the outside edges of the stencil mark.
Okay. Upon discovering this, then immediately calms him up to him and say, we've gotten some reinforcements, guys. Help should be on its way. And then I know how to open this thing, right?
Yeah, it's a little thumb scanner. You just put your thumb to it.
I thumb it open, man.
Okay. And you put your thumb on it, and the little red light turns green. There's a hissing sound, and the thing pops open. There's a gun. It's a big, like wrapped up, like firearm. And it has a note pinned to it, like a folded up piece of paper with a little pin through it. So it's wrapped in canvas, like old canvas. Next to it, there's a med kit, like a last patch, like med kit. And there is a data pad, and it's all stuck into like ballistic foam, so it didn't get all like destroyed when it landed.
Like any true good person, instead of tearing into the gift first, I read the note.
Okay, so pop it open. You open it.
I immediately grab the med kit while I'm reading the note.
Okay, it says on it. On the note, it's like handwritten, again, like written quite quickly. It says, Mr. S, hope this tides you over till the cavalry arrives. XO Falcon.
And, my man.
Yeah, and there's this like package in there.
Okay. Are we all together?
He's down like a floor and a half.
Oh, okay. I can't.
I think you're looking down at me through.
Yeah, you're watching him from above.
Is that a med pack in there?
I look back up at him and said, it sure is, buddy. Hang on, though. And I let the note drop down, and then I'm pretty sure I know what I'm getting, and I uncover the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think as you open, you unzip the pack and open it. Inside, there's this like matte black, like kind of armored surface with these like tiny little like hexagons etched into it, and we see like we had a nice like. You know, gun porny, like close up macro shot of it, the reflection off of the scope, and right next to the trigger, there's like a tiny little like hammer emblazoned on it, and yeah, you pull out a gun, the likes of which you could only have hoped to have your hands on once in a life, And yeah, there's this beautiful like TL5 gun ready for you to use. It only has one, like it has the clip. The clip is loaded and has one more thing of ammunition. So okay. You have two full clips worth. I think when you pull it up, we get when you pull it up out of the case and you like hold it, you're out in the kind of open, right? Like there's wind blowing and stuff, and it's still raining. And there's like a flash of lightning behind you when you pull it out.
Yeah, I pull it out, look at it, I activate my comms, and I go, it's the second most beautiful thing I've seen today. It is. Guys, I hope they are coming, is what it comes down to. And then he just kind of hoists the medical thing and then tries to start making his way back up there, I guess.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so the med kit, it's actually like a prefab, like a chemistry kit. It's especially sent down here for you to use, Mr. Fugazi. So you can load up another five uses for your drugs.
Oh, great!
And then the data pad is a hardened like mil spec Fotenhauer data pad, and probably contains like a message or something.
Yeah, I think I bring that up. You know, I make my way up there, then I check it out is what I would think.
Sure. Okay.
Activate it and see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. So the data pad comes to life, and yeah, it just has one, like it has a built-in, like one use, message built into it. You've seen these kinds of things before.
Okay.
And you want to play it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not video. It's just like text and audio, and it reads, Fugazi, we got your message. Based on where you're at, we can't drop in air support. We've included a map. There's an obstacle we need you to remove. Get rid of that. You're good to go. And I think that at the end of the message, it turns into a like a holographic, like topographical map, shows where you are. And then like very nearby, like two blocks away, there's some surveillance of the planet that's been taken. And you can see a building, just a kind of an unassuming looking building. But on top of it, there's a big like automated like AA gun that they've set up. Basically the message just says, if you can take that out, then you're good to go. And then they'll be able to send air support.
So do we hear Mr. Falcon's voice?
No, I don't think so. I think it just has text and actually I guess yeah, you would hear it. You're the voice of maybe you haven't heard him before, maybe you're not familiar with him, maybe you've met him, but yeah, it's Mr. Falcon.
Okay, and then I guess for starters, I just say like I know that voice. I know that guy. Is that Mr. Falcon?
It is. He's one of the best damn men I've ever met.
Oh my god, I've heard of his plans for Fotenhauer. Oh my god, that guy is going places.
He is. But let's focus on the task at hand. Let's reassess our weaponry here. Obviously, I am beyond excited about what could be. It literally, guys, it literally breaks. I can't even talk about it afterwards. Like, what this thing is a marvel of science. It is. Anyways, I need to focus.
PK is like, all right, keep it in your pants, big guy.
Well, that's for you, actually. I have a gift, and I hand her my plasma projector.
Okay, yeah, she takes it.
You should give your rifle to, I believe, Maru is probably the least armed of us, and then we need to make our way out there. We got to do this fast, and we also don't know if those things are still out there. So we're going to do this quick, but also as safe as possible. We need to keep the cover and do the best we can.
Okay. Yeah. So from here, you can actually see, and I think we probably like, as you finish the camera pans around and we can see through the rain off in the distance, this sort of low gray concrete building with these big AA guns on the side. And there are a couple of little drones kind of like flitting around protecting it. It's maybe only a couple of blocks away. So cool. Okay. All right. So what do you want to do before you head for the objective?
I give my plasma projector to PK.
Yep.
And then ask that she arms Maru with the rifle she had or whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah, I think she goes over to Hanako and goes to give her the gun, and Hanako reaches for it and she like pulls it back and she's like, "You sure you know how to use one of these things?" And Hanako kind of scowls at her, and she like holds the gun back out. Hanako takes it and does the same thing, the like quick like you know, the scope check and everything. Like, yeah, flips around and holds it. And then PK just kind of like fans herself and she's like, "I might have been wrong about you." Looks over at you, Sakari. And and she's like, "Enjoy the hand-me-downs." And then she looks at the, and then kind of looks at the gun like, "Oh, I have one too." And then she gets ready. She goes to like calibrating the sights and stuff.
And then I go to Fugazi and I say, "I think if you can, please administer some medical need. There's all of us that are dinged up here a little bit, but this should be our final push to safety."
Okay, so you wanna try and put together some quick med kits, Fugazi?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I keep the two that I had still left over too, right?
Yeah, you should have seven now total.
Yeah. Yep. Who's in the worst shape? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it's worth doing.
Lost is down to six.
I have six HP.
PK.
Maru literally died.
Yeah, PK is pretty fucked up too.
Yeah, but Maru was like literally all we did was slow down her heart rate, right? Like,
so you have like seven,
but she got shot too, right?
Oh, that's right. Fuck. God damn bullshit.
I've taken damage as well, but this is our final. I think you just small up probably, or most of them.
I mean, I could just, you know, I could make a nice little.
I have my own med kit. Can I? Can I use my own med kit on myself now?
Technically, med kits work over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the modifications I do are instant, but of course have their.
Could you use my med kit to make something?
I could.
All right. I hand it over.
There's a very special feeling that you get as a GM sometimes when you're about to explain a rule and then the player explains it for you. And you're like, they're learning.
They really listen.
Wheat knows how the rules work. So you could take it apart and make some stuff out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think making a couple quick heals for obviously mostly hurt folks would be the smartest thing to do right here before we venture out.
Okay.
You know, Adam, if games could start standardizing their med kits, so you're not playing like three different systems with the same
exactly
one, every single right. one.
Like, games have trained me that I walk over the med kit and it instantly heals me. That's exactly. just how it works.
Or stim packs heal 5 hit points. Or yeah,
right.
yeah.
So should I like announce the heal like so for Lost first?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Do a roll for each person.
Damn.
Nice. Dude. All right. So works great. How much does it heal? It's like 1d8 plus
1d8. Just Fugazi, you might be the best rolling character I've ever seen.
I don't know. I mean, seriously? Like, what the fuck, man?
Fugazi's got some magic.
Every time he does anything.
Does the plus 11 give a bonus, Adam?
No.
Okay. 1d8 it does then. And here's the part where I suck. All right. 6.
It's not bad. Okay. So
who's this for?
What? That was for Lost.
I only have 13 max, so I mean, that's all I need.
That was perfect. I could get an 8 would be a waste.
Exactly.
And then who else? So PK?
PK and Maru could both use some of your tender ministrations.
And okay. If you got it, boy, Mr. Sakari.
Okay. Let's do a medical, another one.
Who's this for?
PK, we'll say.
PK, you got the 7.
Okay. PK.
So, it's in the order of what you suggested. So PK,
roll the health.
For okay. Her. Five.
All right. So you give it to Lost, and Lost that batch is fine. You give PK a shot, and I think she kind of like blinks, and she's like, "Am I supposed to taste metal?" Like, I mean, I feel better, but
it happens sometimes. It's, you know, every patient's different, right?
Yeah.
You've got a medical like, band on your wrist. I don't see one.
She spits on the floor and she's like, watching you, and her pupils just, are all huge.
All right. Listen, just don't drink any orange juice for like 2 days and you'll be fine. All right.
She nods. She's like, all right, doc.
Then Maru.
Okay. So you approach her and she's like rolling her sleeve up. And so you like come over with your kid and she's like, are you sure this is safe?
It's safe.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make your roll.
No percent.
On the 13, yes.
I'm like nervous as I'm like, what would Miss Sakarian do if I fuck up, man?
So on a 13, it is a better than usual effect. Okay. So let's say 2d8. We'll say it's twice as strong.
Oh shit! Look at that.
I mean, she's definitely gonna max out.
7.
Perfect. Okay, so she's at max health. I'm gonna duplicate PK here. Make it in. Okay, cool. And then you were saying, Mr. Sakarian, you wanna?
I might as well. That will still put me with 4 left. So let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Fugazi.
What the fuck?
The drugs.
The drugs are the best. You're the best at drugs.
I am the best at drugs.
Good. The drug expert.
Your fucking name will be legendary across the galaxy. Awesome. All right, 1d8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Cool. Nice work.
I'm so worried about a one.
I'm at 18.
What's really ironic, and this is a very, like, this is a very deep kind of, like, reference thing, but the band that shares a name with this character who's really good at drugs, the lead singer, is, like, super aggressively straight edge, which yes. is funny. Ian yes. McKay would not be pleased about you using the name of his band in this fact. Like, don't worry about it. Yep, Fugazi, known throughout the universe for great drugs. awesome. All right, so everybody's all healed up. People feeling good, thanks to the power of Dr. Feelgood. And I think at this point, like after all the chemistry and all that business, it's probably starting to get dark. It's still raining. What do you want to do? Do you want to wait out the night in the comm building, or do you want to try to sneak out there at night?
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of feel like the feeling is we got to go now, right? Like they're supposed to be coming fairly soon, but they can't come until we knock out the AA gun. So
yeah, they're monitoring the area, and as soon as they see the guns go down, they'll send in a transport.
And with that communication, I think we would discuss and be like, well, if we sit around, we're just asking to be overran.
Okay. All right. So what's the plan? Do you want to sneak up? Do you want to just like march up there shooting?
Yeah, I think we, just go undercover, right. And do the best we can and make our way as close to as possible at being detected and then engage.
Tactics, anything that could help us with that?
Yeah, you can make a tactics roll to assess the path first.
How about you guys try to help me? Because I got a one in tactics, but we would all discuss it. I think I wouldn't just dictate it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. You've got a little like map on the ground. You're like looking at like how.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and roll, guys.
So I just roll it like normal. Is it int?
Yeah. It's based on int in this situation. Okay, so loss gives a plus one.
Same thing, just for a tactics roll.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Based off of
intelligence.
Okay. 8.
Okay.
All right. So +3 then. Let me see if I get double ones here.
You can do it.
Well, there's one, but I got a 10.
Nice. Good.
Okay. Yeah. So it doesn't look like this area is defended from, like approach necessarily. Like if they expected ground troops or whatever to approach, they would probably knock down the buildings around the facility. It's just set up to guard and monitor the above ground kind of area. And I think that you can pick out a pretty clear path through the rubble if you're able to, like before, avoid the patrols. I'll get stealth rolls from all of you and you can carry a plus two into those stealth rolls from the attack.
I have nothing in stealth, so it's just a plus one then for me.
All of us make this roll?
Yeah, all three of you just make roll.
Well, that's based off the
tracks. All right, it's carrying this nigh invisible.
And I'm taking point.
Mr. Lost, gotta show you up with the 13.
This guy actually turns invisible.
I do.
Okay. So it's nighttime. It's dark. It's still raining, and you're moving through the streets, kind of like crouched down, moving from objective to objective, trying to like get closer to this building. And I think that what happens? This happens at the same time. So Sakarian, you get down behind cover, and the next person to go is supposed to be Mr. Fugazi, and then Lost, you're right behind him. Fugazi, you start to run, and we see one of those drones like come by and start to turn to look at you. And Mr. Lost, you're right behind. You can see the drone turning, and you have a chance to do something before it spots Mr. Fugazi. Do you want to hide, or do you want to like attack it? What do you want to do?
So. It doesn't know we're out here at all right now, but I mean, if I attack it, it'll know we're out here. And if I
If you can attack it and like blow it up in one shot, it won't have a chance to report. It, like, it'll drop off the comm system, but it won't. I won't like report that it saw you.
Okay. Is there any way for me to like grab Mr. Fugazi and like throw him to the ground, or like any way to cover him?
Right, like yank him into cover. Yeah. I mean, you can make an athletics check if you want to run and like tackle him.
All right, I'll do that one.
Okay. Nice. Sure. This is where you roll really badly. Yeah. You tackle him and you accidentally throw him onto some protruding rebar and he dies.
Huh. I would like to see it as more as like I actually stealth, you know, like get out of the way.
Like, yeah, so he's about to slam into you from
like,
behind.
What are you doing? It's like ninja reaction.
It's like if I fall on the rebar, but I can just reroll the damage, so it doesn't matter.
It's not combat if you fall on some rebar.
Yeah, it is, dude.
It's not attacking.
Snuck up on me.
Yeah, it's a tag team attack from debris and some gravity. Okay, so no, I think what happens is you run, you grab Mr. Fugazi, try to pull him out of the way. The thing turns around, and Sakarian, you see it spot both of them. It does the quick up down like beam thing. And then it turns to fly off. So it's going to go back and report. It's already started to broadcast like its initial like warning, but it's getting out of the way. It's not a combat drone. What do you want to do, Sakarian? The two of them just like rolled onto the ground.
Do I think I have enough time to perhaps mute it before it?
So it'll already have broadcast something. It'll put them on first stage alert, but you can definitely try to take a shot at it with your new gun.
I don't think that'd be a very quiet way about going to neutralize it.
No. Like,
I just see as it happens, and I would pull up my sidearm to take a shot just to mute it that way, but I would...
Okay.
Yeah, you shield, basically.
Okay, so you got your laser pistol. You got your pistol back from Hanako?
I presume so, yeah.
Since okay. She has rifle now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll roll for her to hit it, too, because she's gonna take a shot. She's a military professional. She knows what she's doing.
These things,
they have an AC of 4.
Okay.
Hanako. Hanako.
Oh, nice.
I actually am like about to fire, but she's like such a fucking good shot that just okay.
Yeah, she kills it. So I think as you like go for your sidearm, she's just like and shoots it, and we just see the beam go right through it, and the thing just spirals down and blows up in some rubble.
It's like such a beautiful, perfect shot. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. It's like watching the arc of it fly, and she like fires slightly ahead of it, and it runs into the beam. And she just turns and looks at you, like from takes her eye off the scope, looks at you, and she nods, and she's like, "A little too late, I think. Probably at broadcast, we're already here. We should move."
He's like, "I think I love you," and then he just turns back around.
She yeah. laughs.
Yeah, I think the understanding now is that. We've been had, so it's as comms over to the other two misters that are rolling around in the rebar doing God knows what. I'm like,
yeah, I'm fine.
Fugazi's like trying to fight off this ninja that he thinks is attacking. It's fine. You know, this happens with Mr. Fugazi sometimes. You'll find him rolling around on the floor by himself fighting invisible ninjas.
The sacrifices I make.
He's yelling, it's in my skin.
So yeah, I think we just break into a pretty controlled military jog, if you will, just weapons ready, going towards the AA guns to get into firing position.
Okay. All right. So, so you're jogging forward. You see four the royal family, like troops, four Ashigaru, and they're like on alert. So they're kind of like turning and looking for you, and they've got like spotlights to turn on as you're running up.
Okay. I put up my hand for like a stop.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see it because my power armor obscures my face, but there is a single tear glistening out of the side of my eye, and I size them up and I take a shot at the.
Okay.
Are any of them close together at all?
No, they're pretty spread out. Okay. They have an armor class of of 5. These guys. Okay.
Listen to me, Thundergun. Do not let this shot. Do not let it be. A miss on your first shot with a fucking thunder. God damn it!
Okay.
Come on!
So you fire, and the shot goes between the two.
Wait.
I guess.
I rolled a 2.
Yeah. Oh, you rolled 2d6. Yeah. No, good. Roll your d20.
Still a chance.
There's still a pretty good chance.
God damn it!
Okay. All right. So everybody, like, you haven't heard, I don't think you've ever used the Thunder Gun before, Mr. Sakarian. This is the kind of event that forms a lifelong fetish. everybody else, like, I think we see this thing where you pull the trigger, or you go to pull the trigger, you put your finger on it, it detects that you're about to fire, and the chassis opens slightly, and we get this, like, light blue, kind of like 90s PC, like, undercarriage lighting, kind of like glow out of it, and like a little bit of mist. And when you go to pull the trigger, the thing powers up, and we get this effect of like about a meter around in all directions. The dust on the ground starts to like float a little bit and like vibrate. And then there's this like incredibly powerful, it's not loud so much, but incredibly powerful like bass, like thump that everybody feels, you feel in your organs. And then the building between the two of them just blows apart. Like it just turns into its molecular components. And there's just this perfect like sphere of destroyed concrete between these two guys. And they both turn and look at each other and look at the hole. And then one of them shouts, like, again, in Japanese, we get the subtitles. One of them is like, get to cover. And they like scramble at the shot.
I mean, that's pretty good. You've had the Thunder Gun for what, like 40 minutes and you already got a chance to use it?
Oh yeah.
Like, even if you miss, I mean, that's pretty good.
He's in heaven right now. This is just fun.
Cool. All right. So let's roll initiative. You're at a range of about, I'd say 100 meters from your enemies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When they get to go, they're gonna run for cover. We don't really need to use the map for this one, I don't think. But let me grab the initiative.
Do we all need to roll initiative?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to participate.
I mean, I guess I should probably.
Yeah, like, you don't.
It's like, you know what?
I'm going to set this one
you've
out.
You've earned it.
You're at a 9, Adam.
Okay, so.
I can't hit. I can't climb, but I'm quick.
All right, Mr. Fugazi. Mr. Scarion.
Like a mongoose.
Ashigaru.
You know how all systems use the same words? The other thing that always gets me is, do I want to roll high for initiative or low for initiative?
High in this one.
Same with armor class. Same with, yeah. Things that share terms with Dungeons and Dragons tend to need some figuring out. Okay, so Lost, Fugazi, Scarion, Ashigaru, PK, and then Mario. All right, so let's roll for everybody that I need to roll for. So this is the Ashigaru. Fugazi, what did you get? Sorry, 7?
7, yes.
And then Scarion, you got an 8?
9.
Ooh, 9. Nice.
It okay. Gives me a +1, so.
Okay, and then PK got a 5. And Maru got a 5 as well. Okay. All right, so Mr. Scarion, you get to go again. There are 4 of them out in the open right now, and they haven't got a chance to run for cover yet, so they don't have any bonus to their AC.
Just for future shooting, too, I believe, doesn't the Thunder Gun profile say that you can't take cover against it? Like, I could just shoot at a guy through cover, I think.
Let me see.
Not a super big deal, yeah.
Oh no, it's special. The special effect for the Thunder Gun is that if you roll a 19 or a 20, it deals the extra damage.
Plus D10, so it'd be 3D10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just shoot at a guy in the open again. Just as it looks, he just kind of moves it over again, breathes out to hopefully have more accuracy and does.
There you go. Okay. So roll damage.
This would be amazing if you live through that. It's a 12.
All right, so grav plates create random, rapid randomized disruptions in the target, and he suffers complete structural collapse.
So, like, sucks himself in, or like just collapses on himself, like into nothing.
Randomized rapid disruptions. So probably like gravity like shears, and he just turns to particles basically.
Yeah.
There's probably doesn't hit all of him, so there's probably like one leg still on the ground that like falls over. But yeah, it just turns into dust. Dust and carbon.
It looks nothing like any other weapon we've ever seen. It was just like,
yeah.
It like hits him and like just like things are flying away, but as they're flying away, they're like dematerializing as well. It's just like a dusty, like billowy wind kind of occurred.
Well, the funny thing about it is there's no projectile, right? So on the gun, there would have to be a meter for like how far away you want it to go, right? Like you would set it, there'd be a rangefinder, you look through the scope and it would be like, that target is 108 meters away. You set it to 108 meters, you pull the trigger, and then 108 meters away from you, it just goes and just blows up. Man, science fiction.
Science, yeah. Right.
So Mr. Lost, Mr. Fugazi, what do you want to do?
So can you give me a quick rundown about the one has now been fucking red misted.
Mm-hmm.
What is left in front of us? Like you said, about 100 meters.
Yeah. About 100 meters up. There's a road between, you're sitting on the road between you and them. They're standing outside the side of this building that's been repurposed as a bunker. There are concrete traffic blocks between you and there that you could run up to for cover. That's what they're doing. They're running up to one of the nearest ones. And there's reinforcements really like on the way.
So
right now you're all kind of out in the open. I mean, you're
getting to the reinforcements and firing is an option, or I'm sorry, getting to the cover, or is getting to the cover one move?
It would be two for you because you have to get up first because Mr. Lost just knocked you on the ground.
Right. Okay. Then I want to get to cover.
Okay. All right, so you scramble up and run to some cover nearby.
Yes, medic always has to live.
So
can I help him up, and then it takes both of us 1.5 turns?
No.
No.
But you could both do that for your turn. So Fugazi gets out from under the lost tackle and then runs off for cover.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, you're going to run for cover too? Okay. All right. Mario is going to move for cover, and then she's going to take a shot at one of them. So 5, she's got plus 9. She misses. Okay, so she takes a shot and does not hit. Laser beam arcs through the night. And then PK is not going to go for cover. I think she's just going to unload a burst fire on the nearest guy. So she's got 11. There we go.
Damn. And
laser rifle is 1d10 plus 2 for burst fire. Oh, yeah. She
nice.
It's not quite as impressive as what you did, Mr. Scarion. But the guy who didn't get hit, of the two you fired between, the guy that got hit on the second shot, his friend turns to run, and then she just goes like 3 shots right through his torso, and he tumbles to the ground. And now they get to go. So the remaining Ashigara are going to take cover. So now their AC drops from 5 down to 3. So they run behind cover, put their rifles up, and they fire back. They're going to fire once at Mr. Sicarian and once at PK, because neither of you have cover.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a plus 5 to hit. So
plus 1.
6 against Mr. Sicarian. Okay, Sicarian, you get hit. And you take 5 damage.
Okay.
And the second one is a plus 9. That's a D10. D20 plus 9. There we go. They miss PK. All right. So top of the turn order, Sicarian, it's your turn.
I think he like grazes my shoulder, like dink, you know, and he like kind of looks at him. He's like, son of a fucking, and starts spinning the die a little bit. Points at the guy that shot at him and rolls a critical 1.
Okay. All right. So, The gun, like you go to fire, and in your enthusiasm, you know, maybe you're just like pulling the trigger and like taking shots. You realize like it's kicked on some kind of like heat failsafe or something, and it's like you must wait 1 second before firing again. This little readout, have to wait. Do you want to move? You can run for cover if you want to.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. So you dive for cover.
The thunder gun can only be used once. No more times than once.
Yeah, exactly. You get to kill one person with it, then I'll take it away from you. No, that's not how this game works. Okay, Lost in Fugazi, you have cover now. What are you going to do?
I know that we just had someone hit, but I feel like I have to join in and take a shot.
Okay. Yeah, there's still two targets.
Yeah. So that's what I would like to do.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go for it. They have an AC of three now.
Of three.
Yeah.
And
five normally.
What shots based off of?
Well, you should have on your character sheet just a like attack roll you can make.
You're right. I just used I'm an idiot. I just used energy weapons.
Yeah.
Here we go. Laser rifle attack. You said four, three?
Three. Yeah, three for the armor class right now.
Tribute modifier, zero. Doesn't it get plus one because it's laser?
It does, yeah. Energy weapons, they do.
Oh my god. Nice. It's like my second hit ever in Swan Song across all fucking 1,000 episodes. All
right. So Fugazi, you ice the dude. So you're firing, were you firing a single shot or was that a burst?
It was just a single shot.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so these guys are, you know, popping up and firing, dropping back down.
Did I roll damage?
Quick lasers. It already does it for you. You did 9 damage.
Oh, 9 damage. Fuck yeah.
So there's these quick like laser fire kind of exchanges, sort of steam in the wind as the rain dissolves. And then, yeah, one of the guys just gets tagged. He just pops up. You hit him while he's about to crouch down. And down he goes. So Mr. Lost, do you want to take a shot?
Did we get more ammo from the cargo?
No, you did not. You're still running on the same amount of ammo you had before.
I mean, I think I have enough to just start doing a bunch of burst fire, but
yeah, I think so. I think you brought a couple of clips with you. So,
all right. So, did Mr. Fugazi take that guy down?
Yes, there's one human left, and then you'll be able to run for the entrance of the building if you want to.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. So they're at AC3.
Yep.
And I add two.
You add one for the laser weapon, and then another two if you're burst firing.
Okay, and then one for my dex. So.
Yeah, and if you're rolling using the macro, yeah, it'll. Jesus, there you go. Cool. Okay. So
everybody hits.
Sometimes. Yeah. So you fire the guy, I think the guy that's next to you that just got a shot in the neck and went down. He's ducking as you take the shot, and you clip him in the shoulder. He's not dead, but you did tag him. Let's see if Maru can hit him.
He's lit, Maru.
So she's got an 8 to hit. Nope. Just taking a page out of the Mr. Zakarian book.
Looks like they're meant to be
for each other. Yeah.
She fires and just like misfires on the guy, doesn't hit him. PK runs for cover and she takes a shot. And she hits for
of course.
9 damage. There we go. All right. So she takes out that last guy. She fires once over the guy as he goes down. And then the other two shots, she fires right into the concrete barrier, but at a place where it's already damaged, and just like goes through and the guy gets hit and falls backwards. So they all drop. And Mr. Sakarian, you're up next. And you can hear in the distance over the sound of the rain, the like high pitched whine of aerial drones, on their way. So.
Do I believe the weapon to be strong enough to destroy the AA guns?
Probably if you got up close, yeah, and hit something important. They're armored on the outside, but if you can get into the operating area and just fire in a couple of times, you'd be able to bust it up.
Okay. I would comment and say, we gotta move on those guns. Fall in on me. And then I'd lead the way.
Okay. All right. So you guys want to make a dash for it?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're running the 100 meters up to the building, you get strafed by some aerial drones. Can I just get everybody to do like a quick evasion save for me? They're not really trying to hit you.
How do we roll that?
It should be on your sheet.
Oh, is it actually evade?
Evade save? Yeah, you can just click
evasion. Oh, evade save.
12, so just flat d20, got to have better than that. I think that's a pass, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. Okay, yeah, lost, same thing. Okay, so Fugazi, you take...
Wait,
you take
can I... Hit. Oh, I can't reroll this. Fuck.
Yeah, you take a hit, but it's just a small one. You take 4 damage. So
four everybody damage. Gets in... It's like actually, my left roll. Arm.
I should roll for those other two. So Mario, same thing. She needs a 12 or better. Okay, so she's fine, and PK needs a 14 or better. PK gets hit for 4 damage as well. Okay. So when you all bust into the building, right, you come running in, and it looks like this was probably like a refueling station at some point. So inside there's just like industrial equipment. There's like it's probably like a garage and refueling station. So you come in and there's a bunch of like repair equipment for vehicles. There's maybe a partly deconstructed Royal Forces vehicle here being repaired. And you get inside, and Fugazi and PK, you both got tagged. So PK is right behind you. She's like holding her arm. She like takes her hand away, and it's like you can smell the like burnt flesh. Mm. She like looks at her hand, she's got blood on. She's like, "Fuck those stupid things! Damn it!" Like shakes her hand. She looks at you, Sakari, and she's like, "All right, what are we doing now?
We need to take out the guns. The cavalry will be here as soon as they're down."
So yeah, she's like, "Do you want me to stay down here and watch the entrance, or are we all going upstairs?"
I have to. Yeah, you should stay here. Who are we with? I would say, Mr. Loss, you stay down here. Fugazi, Maru, on me. We'll take out the guns.
Okay. All right. So the three of you head upstairs. There's just like a metal ladder that leads up onto the roof where they've emplaced this this weapon. Downstairs, what's the downstairs team? Where are you gonna go? What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
Yeah, it's you and PK downstairs.
I mean, I thought I was coming with
Lost.
It's Lost. Lost and PK are downstairs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not crazy.
I mean, you still might be, but
yeah,
might be.
Well, I have my rifle out, my laser rifle out. I'm just gonna take it in both hands and like put it down on my crotch. Look at PK.
She looks at you. She's like, "Damn it, Lost! Not now." And she walks over. She walks over to one of the windows and like hits it with her elbow and like breaks out the rest of the glass that's here. Puts her gun up on the edge and is like looking down the street. And then she looks back at you. She's like, "I think we got vehicles coming." And we cut to upstairs. So who's the first person to come up onto the roof? Okay. So you come up on the roof, and the guy waiting up there takes a shot at you. And oh, he hits you. He hits you as you like roll to the side. He's only got a pistol though, because he's an engineer. He doesn't have a big gun. You take 2 damage from a quick laser as like fires at you from behind cover and then hides back behind the console. So it's windy up here. There's rain like whipping around. There's the cannon takes up the majority of the middle. It's got 4 big barrels that kind of point up in the sky. And then it's got like an armored sort of cylinder around it. Mm-hmm. And there's a door kind of at the back that allows access to the inside of the like imaging cylinder. This guy popped out of the door and fired at you and then ducked back in, pulled the door shut. Upstairs, I don't think there's anybody else, but you can see the little red lights of a handful of like basically little wasp drones kind of like buzzing around. And you can hear off to the west a like deeper rumbling that to anybody who's ever been around grav vehicles, you know, it's like a heavy grav vehicle approaching from a distance.
But we don't think a flyer of any kind?
No, it definitely sounds like lower pitched than a hover vehicle or a air vehicle.
I would say you guys need to cover me from those drones. I'm going to thunder gun open that door. Something I've wanted to say for a long time.
Okay. All right. So Fugazi and Mara, what are you gonna do? Do you want to like
take shots? I don't know, Mara. What do you think? I'm just kidding. I'm gonna if Fugazi or if Sakaria needs cover, then that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. So before you like run to cover, Mario like grabs you, and she points to the west, and over the sound of the wind, she says, "You need to keep an eye out that way. The drones, they'll be able to sting us to death if we're not careful, but they're not a big deal." And she like taps her ear. She's like, "That sound, that's a very bad sound." We need to do this quickly.
So you want me to kill the drones?
She says, we should start there. And she points at, there's a like an exhaust sort of chimney. She points over there and like makes a run for it to get cover behind it.
Okay. I follow.
Okay. All right. So the two of you dash for cover. Yeah. Do you want to make a shot at a nearby drone?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. So rather than do like round by round with these things, what do you want to do? Do you want to just keep them off Sicarion? Do you want to try to destroy them all? How do you want that to go?
I mean, if I'm going to take a shot, I'm going to try to hit, right? I don't know how I could keep them off of the, like, I assume yeah, we're if just, I hit one, I might get aggro, but, you know.
We're just holding, like, I'm setting up stakes for, we're going to do one roll for the whole, like, dealing with the drones situation. Okay. So I just want to know what you want to do.
Yeah, I think our goal is to, like, shoot to kill.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, so it's the best way to distract. I don't think going, hey, drones!
Yeah,
Jurassic totally. Park style with a yeah. flare. You know,
so you're relying on a steady shot and a firm hand and being able to like pick them out of the air one at a time.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Mari will help. So what we're gonna do? Just do a skill roll. No, she's not helpful. She's very distracted by that grav tank.
Oh my god.
So you're gonna have to do this on your own. It's 2d6 plus your dex plus whatever you have in energy weapons. So do it like a skill check.
So 2d6 plus dex.
Yeah, you can okay. just roll a skill check.
Roll 2d6 plus the 0. And then what else?
If you have a dexterity bonus, you can add that.
And then you said something else, I thought.
Oh, no, you would have had help from her. Oh, plus one for your, because it's a. Oh, no, it's just your energy weapon. So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. Let's, oops. What? Oh, I put an extra L in there.
Oof. Okay.
Reroll.
Okay.
All
right.
Reroll.
There you go. Okay. So you successfully destroyed the drones. It takes a few minutes, but you successfully destroyed the drones without anybody taking any further fire. So we get this sort of montage of you popping up and firing on the drones coming in and firing. And as that's happening, Mr. Sicarion, you have cover. There's no okay. drones around. They're distracted by your friends. So what are you doing?
I'm just blowing the door open, right?
Yeah, okay. So you want to run over and just point your thunder gun at the door?
Yep, set the frequency to right in front of my fucking face and just go.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, you don't have to roll. This is right there. You've got one more shot in this clip. But yeah, like just carve away the door and part of the ceiling. So down below, Lost, you and PK see like part of the ceiling just disappear and like dust pour down. And I think PK like puts her finger in her ear and like does that like thing and she like digs around. She's like, that thing is way too fucking loud. I am gonna lose my hearing.
I guess I don't even hear her then.
If it's exactly. Loud. You just hear.
What? I just think it's some weird like PK sexual thing again, like going like just, this, like.
She's just yelling
in your ear.
You know, I was into it before, but now I'm just like, what the fuck?
So inside, there's a very startled looking member of the Royal Family Engineering Corps who's missing his arm from like just above the elbow down where he was holding the door, and his gun is gone. It's just like fused with the dust that is his arm, and he like falls back like holding his arm, and just like stumbles to the floor. There's a gyroscopic like chair in the middle of the little cylinder. There's video screens all the way around. And they're now flickering, and there's like light, or there's sparks pouring out of the hole. But this is the operator's chamber for the door. You'd sit down, and it would turn on, and it'd be like a three-dimensional view of what's around.
I don't think that I could aim this downward, do I, as an anti-vehicle type gun?
I mean, yeah, you could fire it at. It's not meant to destroy vehicles,
but it could aim it that way.
But you could, yeah.
Okay.
But from here, like I would say a couple of shots would disable the AA gun for sure.
Or, okay.
Because yeah, that was the plan, right? You bust it open.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just.
Oh, you mean the AA gun? Yeah, like its arc is up, so it couldn't point down lower than the horizon that it's sitting on.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay.
That being the case, then I just blasted in there, I guess.
Okay. Can you roll a luck check. Let's see how many shots it takes to to ice this thing.
13.
And what's your luck? Like, what did you need?
I think it's 12. Let me check. It is 11, actually. So.
All right. So you do it in one shot. No problem. All right. So you fired six times now, I think, with this. So you, the clip pops and you load another one in.
Yeah, the last one.
You got six more shots. And yeah, the whole interior of the thing just crumbles. The screen's turning to dust, the machine getting sheared apart. And the gun just kind of like turns off and goes dead. Inside, downstairs, Lost, you see, looking out the window, you and PK are watching. First you see the barrel, this very long carbon kind of like hex shaped barrel slide out into the street. And then you see the turret it's attached to, and then the hover base of the tank. It's kind of like lozenge shaped, and it comes around the corner, and the barrel like lowers, and you can see it pointing toward the building that you're in.
Can I see? So whoever's like using this, they're inside the tank, they're covered.
Yeah. I mean, the tank's armored on all sides.
Is there like anything convenient on the tank, like a gas can?
No, it's basically like one solid piece of carbon fiber. It looks like a tank from Tron. Like, it's very futuristic looking, probably got some like neon piping on it.
If I shoot a bullet straight into the tank, like,
I mean, maybe if this were Looney Tunes, maybe, but not in real life.
So how many other people are outside?
Nobody.
That's the only thing?
Yeah. What I do need to get you to do now, though, is make an evasion save, if you could do that for me.
I guess I'll just shoot at Strads.
What's that?
I guess I'll just shoot at Strads.
I mean, it doesn't have any. It's a hover tank. It's just floats. Yeah. Nope. Okay. All right. So here's what happens. PK sees it come around the corner, and she's like, oh, fuck, and like jumps at you. The two of you go down as the tank goes boom and fires. And upstairs, you hear, this like kind of like ripping sound as the plasma cannon on the tank fires into the station underneath. And we just see the bottom of the, we see it from the outside, the bottom of the station, all the windows just blow out with this like green plasma eruption just firing out underneath. The building, one of the supports in the building breaks, and the roof tips slightly. And there's like rubble falling and everything. Lost, you're gonna take some damage.
I guess like Holmes and I say like, there's a problem. They have a thunder gun too.
Okay, let's see. All right.
Does it go all the way through the building?
Not the other. Yeah, they fired the mortar right into the building. It blows up.
And did it damage? Like, it went all the way through the building?
It hit inside the building and then blew up, so all the fire shot out of the windows and everything. So you take, Lost, you take 16 damage. PK takes 8, which puts her at 1.
Can I negate this damage?
Yes, you can. You can once per combat. So tell us how you negate 16
damage. Oh, my God.
So PK throws herself at you like, get the fuck out of the way, like to throw you down. Huge explosion. You should be dead, but you're not. Why?
Well, you see, for some reason, I'm still carrying that device that Mr. Fugazi built for me. Okay. And it actually had 2 charges. So I guess there was just some like magical, like magnetic waves and like anti-magnetic waves, you know, like everything was like concentrating the gun, and the gun saved me.
I mean, plasma is affected by magnetic fields, so maybe you fell on the trigger and it shot a bunch of electromagnetic waves.
Exactly.
Nice. I like that it isn't that you were cool, not like before when you're being all like, you know, space samurai. This one was by accident.
No, yeah, of course.
Cool, yeah, so there's a brief, like, sudden bubble of electromagnetic force that pushes the plasma out of the way, and some space magic protects you. PK is, like, on top of you. She's just, like, pushed you to the ground. And there's, like, dust falling, and she kind of, like, blinks at you. She's, like, a little stunned because she actually took some damage. What do you do?
We're in combat, so I can't use the med. No, I gave the med kit away. Okay, I guess I pick her up into my arms, and I start running out the building into like the backside, you know, and I say, you know, like maybe we can shoot them through the windows, but we got to get up here right now. And I say that on comms too, you know, like inside this building, we're dead.
Okay. Yeah. You guys hear that over the comms and PK keeps saying like, it's a tank. It's a fucking tank. Let's go. Let's go. She's not like she's in pain. She's pretty badly hurt, but the two of you like run out the back of the building.
Comms over like, yep. An act three, retreat. We can go to a nearby cover space. Cavalry should be on the way in no time. We just need to be safe until then.
Cool. Okay. So you're on top of this building. It's like tilted a little bit. There's no safe way to get down. You have to go down inside. Do you want to try to like, there are other buildings about the same height nearby. If you want to try to like run and jump to those, or you can just jump off the building. But it'd be a hard landing.
I think with a big gun like the one that I have, I would just look to go to the other side of the building and drop down type of thing, not jump or roll or anything cool like that. Just try to get down.
Okay. All right. So let's make athletics checks for folks to get to somewhere safe. While this is happening, while we're seeing you like run through the rain, trying to get to somewhere safe, in the background, I think like way up in the sky through the clouds, we can see what look like falling stars. There's like three of them, like three little like white lights that are like burning through the sky. And then we cut back to see you y'all parkouring your way to safety. So can I get athletics rolls from everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Everyone?
Sure. This one's not super exciting, but I passed that. That'd be a great time for the double ones. I actually need that.
Nice. Okay.
Jump off the building, break my neck.
Come on with Army.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. So Fugazi, I'll deal you some damage in the escape. So Fugazi, you take 5.
I'm at 0.
Okay.
No, sure. Are you serious?
How did and you lost your fine. Okay, good. So yeah, so you start to get away like you're
that's it. I did start it at like I started with whatever was on my character sheet, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had any time.
Not yeah. Since the last episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Only what would okay. have only what would have healed you.
Now I'm at 0.
Okay. Okay. So you yeah, you land and there's another shot, and I think that it hits right beside Fugazi, and there's an explosion and all this like shrapnel hits you, and there's a white light, and then you pass out. And I think that we see that, like, it looks like a grenade just goes off right beside him and all this like sharp wall bits, like just blast him. All the shrapnel hits him. And he goes down. Does somebody want to stop to grab him?
Do I see this?
Yeah. Scary. And you see if you guys go down.
Okay. I think it's like, you know, there's still explosion. Like it's just like dust clearing. Sakarian stops, sees him on the ground, looks at his thunder gun, looks at him, looks at his thunder gun. Looks up and is like, there's some force up there, and then just even in the panic moment sets the gun down, not super gingerly,
yeah, but not like throws it, like, put it down,
very like son of a, and he picks up Fugazi and runs off.
Okay, cool. So we see you set your thunder gun aside, and the group of you run out to a little like an open clearing. There's a fountain in this little like marketplace kind of area. And we hear above you suddenly the sound of like something breaking the sound barrier. We hear that loud like clap. And three large like gunships start to come down from above. And we hear the rumbling of the tank as it rounds another corner. And the turret starts to turn towards you as the first of the gunship lands in the square. And you can see there are a couple of soldiers in there. And one of them, he doesn't have his helmet on. He's like a slightly older dude than y'all. Like he's not a recruit, he's an officer. He's wearing power armor, but he doesn't have his helmet on. He's got like a perfect military brush cut, and he has a cigar in his mouth, and he's like waving like, come on, let's go, and like shouting for you to get on board.
Yeah, we just scramble in that direction, I think.
Yeah, and I think that the last thing that we see as the sort of story comes to a close is Sakarian. We see like for folks who have watched Swan Song before, we see a familiar angle, but in reverse. So the guy reaching out to grab your hand to pull you on board, we see on his armor, his nameplate says Titan, and he reaches out and grabs your wrist and like pulls you up onto the ship as the ship takes off. We fade out on the two gunships firing down at the tank as this third ship seals up and then breaks atmosphere and heads back up to the Fotenhauer ship up in orbit. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. Swish.
Yeah.
Swish.
Swish. So so that's the first of what will be many battles for Mr. Sicarian on the planet Onitsa during a life-altering civil war, which I think we all know the eventual results of.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for our first Swan Song story. Thanks for playing, guys. It's
yeah. Fun
exploring these little bits and pieces of the universe.
I loved it.
Yeah, I had a really good time. So cool. Well, thanks, everybody. Let's do some shout outs and we'll call it an evening. Do you want to go first? Let's start with Caitlin.
All right. Well, first, I think a 24-hour The Witcher 3 stream.
Hey!
I've never played it before. Yeah.
So is that just one puzzle you're doing for 24 hours, Caitlin? Or are you going to play the whole?
It's Gwent. It's 24 hours.
It's all Gwent. It's all Gwent. Yeah. I've never played it before. The only thing I know about it is that there's a guy that really likes goats and there's boobs. And that's all I know about it.
Yeah. That's the game.
Yeah. Saturday, but I guess it includes Sunday. So be there if that sounds like fun to you. And then look, guys. Okay. Look, I have enjoyed being on so many different roleplay shows. Like, I even enjoyed JP's DMing a lot. Like, this show was just, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. But like, you know, like everything I enjoyed so much. But this was absolutely amazing. So thank you so much to everyone who said they wanted to see me here. And then I adore Swan Song so much. Like, you guys can probably tell, right? Like, I was gonna wear two of my Swan Song shirts and then the hoodie. And then like casually take them off, but it's too warm. And one time I ran up to Jeff and I had like I had a jacket zipped up and I was like, hey, and I like zipped it down. I was like, hey, Jeff, but I like my hair was in the way, you know? And I was like, so you can't really tell it was like the Swan Song. That's what I was doing. So I moved my hair and I was like, Swan Song. But yeah, oh my God, like this is so amazing. Like, Swan Song is so great. Just the conversations that the characters have with each other, with the NPCs, they're so deep and insightful. So if anyone hasn't watched the full series, go to JP's YouTube and do it right now. When someone was going to be announced that they were leaving Swan Song for the 50th episode, I couldn't even guess who it was going to be because I had reasons for every single person to be there. And then JP spoiled it for me like an hour before the last show started.
JP!
He's the spoiler, man. He spoiled for Kill Carnage, his video game's playing today, too.
I heard that, dude. I heard that. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone here. Thank you for Jeff getting to interact with Mr. Sicarian after spoilers, his abrupt departure. You know, it really made me think that we wouldn't get to see more of him. So this was super amazing. And then thank you, Wee. God damn, your characters are so good.
Both of you
are so fucking good at this. And then thank you, JP, so much. I think that most, like, the character that has more of my favorite quotes from Swan Song than any others has to be Higgins. Like, there's just so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then so many good ones. Dude, just so on fire. And then thank you, Adam. Probably the best Star Without Numbers DM that I've ever run into.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, high praise.
Oh, shit. That list so long, Adam.
Someone listening, they just slammed their fist in the table like, not today, Adam.
Aw, thanks, Caitlin. It was a delight having you on the show. Do you want to do some shout-outs?
I want to throw some praise back at Caitlin. It was actually kind of cool to do something with only three players and a GM, too. It kind of let us, not only split nicely, but I feel like Adam was maybe a little bit more lenient because we only, you know, had the three players. So thank you, Adam, for that. You know, you create these characters and then you never think you're going to like fall in love with them. And then you're just like, well, God damn it. Like, I'm so sad You know, I don't know. Maybe we'll see Mr. Fugazi again. Maybe we won't. I don't know even why I'm saying this. I was literally thinking before, like, I need to choose more fucking boring characters that I don't fucking care about, because this bullshit of like playing and leaving. Yeah. Anyway, it's always great to interact with the Swan Song fans, whether it's on the subreddit or via Twitter or here in chat during the show. Absolutely one of the reasons why I continue to do this all the time. You guys and gals have absolutely inspired my love for roleplay, along with all of the great people I get to play with and the DMs as well. So thank everyone in regards to the folks that make this show happen. You know where to find me. I'm going to be finishing Doom tomorrow. I can't fucking wait. I wanted to just finish it last night, but I was like, it's too good. I'm going to eat the last piece of case on Thursday. So hopefully see you then.
Nice. Thanks, Wheaton. Last but not least, our own Mr. Sicarian. You want to shout it out for us, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a tough act to follow, because I think Kaelin hit so many nails and so many heads, and Weed, of course, as well. But, like, just a huge shout out to everyone. I want to, going down the line, like, it's so cool to do a show like this that people really do care about, and to do it with someone stepping in with people that have been doing it for a long time, but who's obviously a fan and knows the atmosphere and did it so seamlessly. Like, Kaelin, you fucking killed it. Like, it was really cool to do a show with you. This is the first time I think I've done one, but also, like I said, just with someone that knows this universe. And because I, like, of all the roleplay people, I think I might hold the title as the most tryhard. Like, when everyone's like laughing when a bad role happens, and I'll be that guy like looking off camera like, fucking hell, I'm like, I'm not gonna die right now. Like, that's not how I want the story to go. You know, like, I really, really care. Mr. Sicarian is even above, like, Vincent Longbourn in that for me. Like, in terms of, if he died, I'd be like, right, excuse me, I'm gonna go crying, come back a month later, you know, like, it's, I really care about him. So it's just cool to be with people that kind of get that and allow for that time to be really fun. Cause that's not how everyone plays, you know, like, somebody else, maybe that's not what they want. They're like, I'm going to go fuck with Sicarian. And I'd be over here like, oh yeah, you do that, do you?
Well, I was hoping that, like, you. I was hoping that fanning over PK would bother Sicarian a little bit, but like, well, like future Sicarian, but then I fell in love with PK. So, I mean, yeah. I fell in love with that ship.
I just thank you. You killed it. It was awesome work with you and Wheat. Just another show with you, bud. It's just always so fucking awesome. And I like Mr. Fugazi. I think this is actually the first male character I've seen, because you've done male characters on other shows.
Yeah. Yeah. First time you've, yeah.
Not that's a big deal. Male or female, whatever, man. Like, I don't, you know, I don't judge. No.
But genders are that numbers, Jeff.
I like
this. Some of us play cats.
So. Awesome doing a show with you. And again, shout out to JP as well for allowing this to go on. Like, he just did drop frames for 4.5 hours or 5 or whatever, and then it was this right off the bat. And just thank you for putting it together. Adam, you're absolutely incredible. You are. I think, like, just the PC part of me is not going to come out and say that you're the best, because I know Steven's somewhere out there crying softly into a pillow if I do say if I don't say you're the best. You know, you're up there. I'm kidding. I love Steven too, but I think you're actually better. Anyways, moving on. No. Don't hate me, Steven. I know you're out there listening. And then for just me personally and the fans and everybody watching, thank you all so much. Like, I know this was very different, smaller scale. You know, it's 3 instead of 4. It's without Mr. Higgins, without JP, so it's a little bit of a different vibe. But anytime I get to spend with Mr. Sicarian's, like, very, very cool for me, because, like I said, he took on a life of his own. Like, the dice that I actually still go back and watch that fan-made video that guy made of the duel, and it, like, makes me cry every time, because I'm so happy with everything that happened there. It's like, it's amazing.
That's the best exit for a character ever.
Yes. It was like a weird, it was like another graduation or something like that for me. It was like another wedding that I attended to in my own brain. It's really weird. So just, yeah, thank you everyone so much. I don't know, you know, JP will have to talk about it. I'm not sure, and Adam, they're the co-architects of where we go from here. I don't really know, but all I can say is I hope there's more of this in the future, because it's just incredible and it's awesome for me. Part of my week is playing some RPG with some of the coolest people I know, and hopefully we can keep doing that. So thank you all so much. I'm on Twitch and Control TV. I'm going to be playing some more. I'm playing Warhammer for the rest of my life probably, and that's me in a nutshell. So thank you guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Well, I mean, y'all probably know who I am by now. You can hit me up on Twitter at Skinny Ghost. Thanks so much to everybody for coming, both the players and the audience. I think everybody's covered all the salient points, so I'll keep it short. But, you know, we obviously all love the Swan Song universe. You, if you're watching this, I hope you do too. And it's nice to be able to try something a little different narratively. You know, we all knew Mr. Scary would get by okay, but it wasn't about that. It was about learning the little details, right? Figuring out little things about his past. So it was kind of our way to show the fans some neat stuff that they didn't get to see and focus on something we wouldn't normally get to focus on. So that was super cool.
I love the backstory to it too, like meeting
characters. I did too.
Yeah, and that's my jam, right? Is like insinuating narrative stuff. And people always ask in the Q&A, they're always like, oh, is this character this NPC? And I'm like, well, I mean, you could infer that.
Yeah.
Y'all know me, you know the characters. You could probably make that guess if you want to. So yeah, this has been really fun. I will be back to GM some more. I think we have Balance of Power coming up tomorrow. Check JP's schedule. I think it's all up to date now, so you can go see that if you want more of me GMing, more roleplay action. Thank you for coming, everybody. We will see you around, I suppose.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.